Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Support for this podcast comes from Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. We've all made mistakes on the water, but there's one mistake you shouldn't make: being uninsured. With Progressive Boat Insurance, you can choose coverage for most mistakes you or other boaters could make, helping you float carefree all season long. Quote today, Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Off the ball.
GAA. Bloody booing.
Text me last night at 6 o'clock. Any sign of these power rankings? No, pal. You won't be getting 8 hours to prep to rip me asunder. You'll get to see it the morning of.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Kevin Kelleher looks set to surrender his starting place for Liverpool tonight. Have West Ham done enough to save Julen Lopetegui's job? And the amount of charges facing Manchester City grows as the hearing into alleged financial rule breaches comes to a close. First up today, Arne Slot says Alisson is fit to start Liverpool's Champions League game away to Girona tonight. The Brazil international has missed Liverpool's last 11 games in all competitions with a hamstring injury, meaning Kevin Keller has stepped into the breach. But Slot says Alisson's return is coming at a timely point in Liverpool's season.
I think it speaks for itself. If you can play with Alisson, that has been so outstanding for this club for so many years and for the Brazil national team, that is definitely nice to have him back and to have him available. But if you then look at how his replacement did, it's not going to be easy to do it even better. So we expect definitely the same and maybe on margins a bit better, but Cuiv did also so well that we can say that we have two very good goalkeepers like our left wingers that can do the job for us. But for so many years, Alisson has been so outstanding for this club that we are expecting and hoping him to do the same in the upcoming weeks and months.
Liverpool are near certainties to take a top 8 place and with it direct passage to the last 16. Slot says he won't rotate his squad tonight but admits they're still finding their feet with the new format.
Yeah, it's so difficult to say anything about this. I've said it many times that in the end of the season you can judge it in the best possible way. If it's helpful to end up first 8, is it helpful to end up number 1? Of course, it seems to be really helpful to end up first 8. But if you every time play your starters, which we have done till now almost every time, then you also need the results, because we also try to do this, first of all, to win the highest possible position, but also to skip the next round. If in the end it means by playing your starters always and skipping that round and still have a very difficult draw, then we maybe are going to think about it differently next season, what we're going to do then in the group stage. But that is something we have to wait and see in the end of the season, where this will lead us. First of all, we want to stay in the top 8, and therefore we think we still need a win. And the first chance we have is tomorrow night.
Also learning on the job are Aston Villa, who start the night just one place outside the top 8. Unai Emery's side are in Germany to play RB Leipzig, who are yet to win a single point in this season's competition. After a bright start to the Champions League, Villa lost in Bruges and then drew a blank at home to Juventus. Emery's hopeful that they can recapture their best form tonight.
Our expectation here at the beginning was try to use the experience that we had last year and in Europe to use this year with another level. And really we are doing a fantastic way. And even when we lost against Bruges away, the last match we played away, was very good to learn. and how the difficulties we faced last year and we are facing now, even being more or less our start very good, for tomorrow is again the new test. And to be consistent as a team is our challenge. To be consistent in this competition, to be consistent sharing with Premier League, trying to play every matches, focusing on the wishes we need for get our performances and our improve with the players and with the team. This is the really how we can face our expectation in this competition, our expectation as well how we can increase our level and get the demand we will face for the next month, next weeks, next month or next year. And this is the really objective I have with the players and with the club and with the team.
Celtic have steadied the ship nicely in Europe following that drubbing in Dortmund on the first night of October. Brendan Rodgers' side have travelled to Croatia to face Dinamo Zagreb in one of this evening's early kickoffs. It's more than 7 years since Celtic last enjoyed an away win in the Champions League.
Dan's a fantastic man. He really is.
We learned that Manchester United have reached a deal with Newcastle to hire their sporting director, Dan Ashworth.
I think we've used this phrase, the polypio of bullshit, for this load of sort of very serious, earnest men who sit in the stand at Old Trafford looking slightly sad and nodding as Manchester United claps to another defeat.
It's the end for Nottingham Forest. They win at Old Trafford for the first time in 30 years.
Sacked after 12 months. Looks like you've fucked up. Sacked after a week, looks like he's fucked up.
Big news coming out of Manchester United this morning. Sporting director Dan Ashworth has left the club after just 5 months in the role.
Look, people really like it when you go just a bit early. You know, Steely George, far away, look in your eyes. Before they're getting to the point where they're sitting around in the pub saying, oh, that fucker's got to go, you surprise them.
This feels like looking at the balcony at a Soviet May Day parade in the early 80s and trying to work out by the positions of who's standing exactly where. Who's actually got power in the Kremlin?
Blimey, he's gone. I didn't expect that. Resigned. You don't see that much anymore. How about that, huh?
Bowen in! It's fabulous! It was a 1-1 for them. And Jared Bowen with a touch of class to take back control for West Ham United.
That's typical Jared Bowen. He loves playing against Wolves.
Once again, Jared Bowen was the architect of a Wolves downfall in the Premier League. His sixth goal against them secured a 2-1 win at the London Stadium last night. Just the Hammers' third home win of the season. Matt Doherty had briefly levelled for Gary O'Neill's side after Thomas Soucek put West Ham in front 9 minutes after the restart. The win could ease the pressure on West Ham boss Julen Lopetegui, despite reports linking Graham Potter with his job prior to kick-off last night. But that's three defeats in a row for Wolves, who remain 4 points from safety. The ninth minute of last night's game was marked by a minute's applause as West Ham fans sent their support to injured striker Mikhail Antonio, who spoke to the players on a video call before the match. His career hangs in the balance following an horrific car crash on Saturday. Soucek dedicated his goal to the Jamaican international.
It was really tough. I was just with the kids and I saw this information on my phone, so I just messaged everyone what I could, what happened, and if he's like, or how he is, and I wish him like obviously all the best, but I was so scared what's going to happen. And then we had more and more information, so it was a really tough week for us, for him and his family, massively more. So it's really tough, but we are happy that he came to the position he can be. And we also saw him before the game. We had a video call with him as a whole team before the game, like 1 hour or 30 minutes before the game. I was so happy. He smiled to us and he gave us all the best. So I was so happy for him and I can't wait to visit him.
Manchester City must now play the waiting game after the hearing into their alleged breaches of the Premier League's financial rules came to a close yesterday. The rap sheet has grown from 115 to 130 charges because, as reported by The Times, when the Premier League announced the charges in February of 2023, there was confusion over some of the rules listed in relation to particular seasons and it had to issue a correction. The three-man panel could deliver a ruling as early as the end of January, but the scale and complexity of the case could see that delayed. Any ruling against City would inevitably trigger an appeal, which could then see the case linger on into next season. And refereeing body PGMOL say David Coote's position became untenable, which led to the sacking of the Premier League official. His contract's been terminated after videos released online appear to show him making derogatory comments about Liverpool and allegedly taking drugs. There could be more trouble ahead for him, with the FA also looking into a betting allegation against Coote, which appeared in the Sun newspaper.
Support for this podcast comes from Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. We've all made mistakes on the water, but there's one mistake you shouldn't make: being uninsured. With Progressive Boat Insurance, you can choose coverage for most mistakes you or other boaters could make, helping you float carefree all season long. Quote today: Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.